Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Thanks for joining me today. First up, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Have you really thought about what would make you happy in life? And when I mean really thought about it, I mean like actually if you got to a deep level and really imagined every single thing that you could imagine that would make you happy. And have you put yourself in that position from a thought perspective and really got into it in a deep way to actually feel what it would be like to have all of those things that you would want or all of the things that you believe that you would want? Because that's super, super important to be able for you guys to be able to do, to be able to create the lifestyle that you want to be able to create. And it's so important that you actually understand what it is that you really truly want, okay? And to know that at a deep level, because most people, if you ask them what is it that they would like in life and what are the things that they would want in life, most of them say lots of money. Money so they'd never have to worry about anything ever again. Now, that's so different for everybody. You know, there's... And that's critical that you get to a deep understanding of what you think that is. How much money is that? Like actually put a figure on it, you know? Is it, you know, an extra $1,000 a week? Is it an extra $5,000 a week? Is it an extra $10,000 a week? Is it $100,000 a week or $1 million a week? What is it? Because there's people that are making $1 million a week that feel they haven't got enough money. And for most people out there, they just cannot understand that. But there's people out there, you know, due to certain reasons, that they actually feel that that's not enough, because they're trying to, they're living their life based upon a financial perspective, and they're living their life based upon other people's thoughts of who they think they are. They're more worried about other people and what they think about them and what they think about their lifestyle. You know, for a short period in my life, I went through a period like that as well, where enough really just didn't seem like enough. You know, I just thought that I needed more money. And when I got more money, then I realized, well, but I need more. So that was a real, you know, eye-opener for me and an awakening for me. And, you know, I soon learned a lot more about who I am and understood that a lot of those beliefs and feelings that I had are actually based upon my insecurities and me not being who I truly wanted to be. So it's super important that you really, really get to the bottom of why it is that you want what you want. You know, there's no use going through life living it and trying to accumulate all these material things in life if it's for a reason to impress others. Or, you know, most people will never get to that deeper level about what it actually is, you know, and it can come back to, you know, childhood issues, which it often does, where we feel insecure, we feel that we didn't, you know, we weren't given the love and the attention and things that we needed from our mother and father, and yet we're so, by trying to accumulate things and by trying to accumulate material possessions and money and things like that, that's a way of satisfying those look at me attention needs that people then from the outside are giving you, because you're accumulating these things that they can't. So they're looking up to you in a way which is so not real and it's so fake. So I've been through all of that. And it's something that you don't want to do. Really look at yourself in a deep way and get to the bottom of it and find out the real true reasons you want the things that you want, okay? I'll give you a perfect example of someone who, from a lot of people looking from the outside in, would think that this person is just going along in life and they don't have very much. But this person I'm talking about is someone close to me, and you know what, he is probably one of the most happiest people that I know in my life. He loves what he does. He's got a family that he loves very much. He lives a very, very simple life, and he's got everything that he wants. He doesn't need any more than what he's got. And for most people, you know, he probably makes only, you know, him and his wife together, they probably only make $100,000-$120,000 a year. But he is super, super happy because he's living the lifestyle that he really wants. That's what he wanted. That's exactly what he looked for, and that's exactly what he envisioned. And he didn't even, if you ask him about it, he wouldn't even be able to explain to you that's what has come about through him manifesting it. But I know, because he's close to me, and I know that they're the things that he wanted in life, and he's manifested that, and he's brought that to him. But you know, for a lot of people, $120,000 a year, that's not going to be their dream income. You know, they want a hell of a lot more than that. And we're talking about that as a family income. But yet he's doing everything he wants in life and is absolutely happy. Never traveled outside of the country that he grew up in and hasn't been a hell of a lot further than where he grew up. And a lot of people would, you know, look upon that in a certain way, but that doesn't bother him at all. He's absolutely content, happy, and loves his life. And, you know, he's accepting of himself, and that makes the people around him totally accepting of him as well. Where I know other people, that when I see them, all they can do is, you know, the first thing they want to tell me is about how much money they're making, what their possessions are, and that's the last thing they want to tell me as well. And I like the people that I associate with, but you know, sometimes you get introduced to people that, you know, for their own insecurities, they just have to share that with you. They have to share that they're making so much money and they're doing all these amazing things when it comes to a financial perspective and a materialistic perspective. But it's very, very easy to see when you understand human nature. It's very, very easy to see where that's coming from. And I don't ridicule them. And I don't judge them. I just understand that they're that way for a certain reason, and I've been there as well. And it's almost, I almost feel a little sorry for them that's the way it is. And, you know, it's more of a hope that they will be able to improve themselves from a personal perspective to be able to get beyond that. But for you guys, and getting back to the start of this podcast, it's super important that you really dive deep, you know, like I did many, many years ago. And, you know, I come to that realization that my lifestyle, living the way that I want to live, going to work for myself when I want, how I want, and traveling the world, doing the things that I want in life with me and my family and individually, and you know, taking my children individually or going as a group, all of those things were the most important things that I could come up with. That is how I wanted to spend my life, and that's still how I want to spend my life. I could spend so much more time making money, but I've got all that I need. I've got all that I want. I don't need to be constantly chasing more and more, because I've got multiple streams of income and I've got money coming to me through multiple streams of income from multiple sources on a continuous basis. So I don't need any more than I've got. You know, my day today, it's a Wednesday. My children went off to school. I just went and did my first ever class of yoga Pilates. I do yoga several times a week, and I actually went to the Pilates yoga class today, and it was absolutely incredible. I really, really enjoyed it. So I did that from 9:30 to 10:30. I've gone back home. We have a beautiful lady who's just, you know, probably about a year and a half ago got through a bad bout of cancer. Who cleans our home, and she's such an amazing lady, and she so inspires me, because what she went through, and she is so, so grateful to be here and grateful for us, you know, helping her with work, and I try and get more work for her when she wants it. And, you know, just had a wonderful conversation with her, and now I'm just driving up to the Gold Coast to catch up with my best mate, who we'll have a great chat, and we'll record our talk so that we can share that as well. And this afternoon I'll go out to my farm and get a couple of things done out there, and, you know, pick the kids up, take them to MMA. So I'm living the life that I want. I'm doing everything that I want to do. I've been surfing heaps the last 4 or 5 days. Today the surf's not so good, but I've been surfing heaps, doing lots of yoga. Come this Friday, I'm grabbing my daughter out of school at 12 o'clock. It's actually, school holiday starts at the end of Friday. Her and I are flying out of Brisbane to Bali to a yoga retreat.